Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The pandemic has shrunk our social circles, interactions, and horizons. The family networks remain unchanged, but we miss seeing loved ones, being in the same room, as we used to do so. We miss the hugs, even if on reflection some of them may have been rather perfunctory. And we have all lauded the communication technology we can use, even if it is praising Royal Mail for the letters and cards delivered and received. Many of our other social networks, however, have shrunk. Retirees may not see their neighbours or those in their clubs as much. Work networks have changed, even if you're back in the office, the desks are further apart. The protocol for me in the police station is now to stand in the doorway rather than enter the room. Our more distant networks, the person we chat to at the local shop, the people we recognise, maybe nod to occasionally converse with on the train or bus, can be more a memory now after a year. I wonder how they're doing. The reopening of schools had an educational focus, of course, but it also had a social and well-being focus as well. Recently, I read about a tragic condition or illness or neurological disorder or something fraudulent, and that's part of the issue because people do not know what it is, where children of asylum seekers slip into a non-responsive, not exactly sleeping, but sleep-like state, which has now been called resignation syndrome. It appears that for some traumatised children, the trauma of the asylum-seeking process is such that they have no resilience anymore to face living, with its uncertainties and stresses, and such hopelessness consumes them and they shut down to be safe. That such isolation and despair could produce something like this is plausible to me, sadly. People sent to prison move from one social network to another, and in the liminal or transitional stage of arrival and facing what is the new reality, there can be an intense loneliness and isolation, even if, especially if, other people are present, as the new prisoner has to process all that has happened to bring about this new situation. Isolation and disorientation are common in such situations. I mention social interactions because I think we are more sensitive to isolation at the moment. That is why we keep an eye out for each other in our social groups, particularly our congregations. And if one goes to the supermarket of religions for support, I find in all the aisles but one, static deities or geographical coordinates or instructions how to contact the divine. However, when I come to Christianity, I discover the God who moves, walks, and speaks. In fact, this aisle can look empty, and when I turn away, there is Jesus next to me, beside me, and I like to think, smiling. Jesus spent the first afternoon of his resurrected life walking with two disciples to Emmaus and opening the scriptures to them. Jesus' empty tomb declares the same thing for us in 2021, that as the scriptures are opened and point to Jesus, so he is present with us. Now, depending on who you think Jesus is, that might not be a comforting thought. But if you hear of the story of the cross, then Jesus isn't to be feared, but followed. And even if our social circles shrink so much that there is only us in our head in them, Jesus can still come to us and squeeze in, because his word declares that's what Jesus wants to do. Walk with us, forgive us, care for us, guide us, help us, bless us, be with us. No matter how small the circle gets, Jesus can still be there with us. Let's pray. Almighty and merciful God, you made the disciples glad by the sight of the risen Lord. Remind us that he is always with us, and that we now share in his resurrection. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.